Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
April 29, 1805. Grizzly Bears. The weather is improving and the Corps is making good progress upstream. Captain Lewis writes today about an encounter with a pair of grizzly bears.
Set out this morning at the usual hour. The wind was moderate. I walked on shore with one man. About 8 a.m. we fell in with two brown or yellow bear, both of which we wounded. One of them made his escape. The other, after firing on him, pursued me 70 or 80 yards, but fortunately had been so badly wounded that he was unable to pursue so closely as to prevent my charging my gun. We again repeated our fire and killed him. It was a male, not fully grown. We estimated his weight at 300 pounds, not having the means of ascertaining it precisely. The legs of this bear are somewhat larger than those of the black bear, as are its talons and tusks, incomparably larger and longer. The testicles, which in the black bear are pretty well placed between the thighs and contained in one pouch like those of a dog and most quadrupeds, are in the yellow or brown bear placed much further forward and are suspended in separate pouches from 2 to 4 inches asunder. Its color is yellowish-brown, the eyes small, black, and piercing. The front of the forelegs near the feet is usually black. The fur is finer, thicker, and deeper than that of the black bear. These are all the particulars in which this animal appeared to me to differ from the black bear. It is a much more furious and formidable animal, and will frequently pursue the hunter when wounded. It is astonishing to see the wounds they will bear before they can be put to death. Captain Meriwether Lewis, April 29, 1805.
Captain Clark writes about sighting bighorn sheep, a much less aggressive creature than the grizzly.
Set out this morning at the usual hour. The wind is moderate and from the northeast. Had not proceeded far, ere we saw a female and her fawn of the bighorn animal on top of a bluff lying. The noise we made alarmed them, and they came down on the side of the bluff, which had but little slope, being nearly perpendicular. I directed two men to kill those animals. One went on the top and the other man near the water. They had two shots at the doe while in motion, without effect. Those animals run and skipped about with great ease on this declivity, and appeared to prefer it to the level, bottom, or plain. Captain William Clark, April 29, 1805.
Clark goes on to describe a small stream which he named Marthy's River, after someone referred to as Miss M.F., or the celebrated M.F., someone whose identity remains obscure. This stream is now called Big Muddy Creek and forms the eastern boundary of the Fort Peck Indian Reservation. The bear killed today was, of course, a grizzly bear, the first serious encounter with this species, Ursus horribilis. Historians and zoologists have compared the quantity of game along the Yellowstone at this time to the abundance of the Serengeti in Africa. No wonder the captain spends so much time describing the variety of wildlife they now encounter. Some of the veins of lignite coal seen on the banks in this area were 6 feet thick. Today, south and a little east of the Missouri, there are some very large lignite strip mines. Monday, a Montana spring snowstorm.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.